Take Night Day, weekdays 1 to 4pm, East Coast Radio.
I went on the streets and I asked a couple of people, would they know how to perform the Heimlich maneuver?
I don't know about it, but I've heard it from my friends when they, you know, do it, especially when people are struggling to breathe or just want to click their backs or anything like that. So yes, I would like to know it.
Yes, I do know the Heimlich maneuver, but I would like to get more practice on it.
Hi Vic, I do not know the Heimlich maneuver, but I would really love to learn about it.
Hey, what's up guys, what's up East Coast? Heimlich maneuver, I've heard about that, you know, it's that thing where you get a person to, you know, when they're choking and stuff. Yeah, I'd definitely be interested in that, because yeah.
Go. Take Night Day, weekdays 1 to 4pm, East Coast Radio.
Okay, Bonner, so I believe anyone there who said that they're not to do the Heimlich maneuver, they lied.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start off, what is the Heimlich maneuver?
So basically, Vic, a Heimlich maneuver is when somebody's choking.
Yes.
And you want to get that object out of the mouth, the throat, actually. Out of the windpipe, the trachea, the throat.
Yeah.
You want to get it out so they can start breathing freely. Because if that is not out in time, the next thing that's going to happen, the person is going to fall unconscious. And the next thing, if it's not out in time, they are going to die. Literally die. Heaven's gates.
Heaven's gates. Okay, so do lots of people choke?
Lots. It's very common, and a lot of people don't know what to do, which is the sad part.
Okay, then what do we do?
You want to do it now?
No, we're not going to do it now, but all like, right. What are our options?
So basically, you will, if it's somebody that's choking, you'll go behind them. The first thing that you'll do is ask them to cough it out.
Okay.
Let them help themselves first. Ask them to cough it out. If they fail coughing it out, then you will do the Heimlich. You go behind them, find the abdominal area
above.
Yes,
you'll tell us that. You're going to give us a demonstration.
100%.
We're streaming this live as well on our Facebook, East Coast Radio Facebook page as well, if you'd like to see the demonstration. But we'll also be posting it a lot. What would be the most common cause of choking?
Food. Food is most common, because
something we do so often.
Yeah, something we do so that's why I said food most common, or even your tongue.
Please tell me about that.
When you like unconscious, or after drinking a couple of tequilas and you black out and you just fall unconscious, your tongue can fall back.
No way.
True way.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And I love me some tequila.
And food, most common, why? Because we have this tendency where we eat and talk at the same time.
Yes.
That's why it's most common.
Okay. What not to do when choking?
Panic.
Don't panic.
Try not to panic. Just try to remain calm. Because the more you panic, Vic, the more the thing begins to go down.
Bonner, you tell me not to panic, I'm going to panic.
Yeah, I know. Remain calm. Do not panic.
Don't tell me to be calm. I will do the opposite of calm.
I know, it happens. It happens. But remain calm. That's
all right.
The most important thing.
Okay, so we're going to get into a traffic update. And then afterwards, if you're wondering how to perform a Heimlich on yourself, we have got you hooked up. Bonner Kunene from MCare is a specialized health and safety training company. They've been around since 1999. They've got all the credentials. They've got all of it happening. They're around the country, and they offer specialized services. They offer health and safety, first aid, firefighting, emergency evacuation training. They've got centers located in all the major cities across the country. Head office being in Polokwane, Johannesburg, Durban, Port Elizabeth, and Cape Town. So thank you for hooking us up this afternoon, MCare.
Not a problem.
So yes, Bonner's going to help us out with that Heimlich maneuver in the next few minutes. I don't think we're going to talk CPR. That's like for another day.
That's for
overwhelming.
For another day.
Yeah. I'm a little bit nervous now. Why am I nervous? Is because I decided that, you know what, I don't like knocking on heaven's door. And I like to live life on the rough side, on the wild side. And, you know, Bonner made some valid points here. Bonner said to me that, you know, you could choke even if you love drinking tequila and, you know, your tongue gets involved. If you eat fast, it's, you know, like, there's a lot of things that can happen when you choke. And what happens when you're alone, you know, is the question I wanted to know. And, like, you know, and Bonner said that choking happens often, and the major reasons is food, and then possibly also alcohol with the tongue. And, you know, I cannot think of a worst case scenario, like being by myself and not being able to save myself. And I think it's a skill we all need to learn,
100%.
You know, I mean, we don't need to change a tire. And I'm like, if you're sitting at a restaurant and you want to be that cool kid,
yes,
help out.
Save a life.
Yes. So, Bona, what would I have to do? You're gonna show me the Heimlich maneuver, yes. Okay? Let's start baby steps. I would have loved to have learned CPR today, but we're gonna ask MK to come another
day. Time.
So, what do I do? What do I need if I am choking?
So, if you're choking, one, remain calm. Do not panic.
Like I said to you, don't tell me that because I will panic.
You will panic. Panicking 100%.
I'm prone to panicking in the drama.
So now are we first doing the one with the person who is choking or when they're alone? Which and there is one.
Oh yeah, so where I help
somebody.
Someone.
Yes. And there's one where you can do it alone. If there's nobody there to help you, what do you do?
Don't say save yourself first. I'm saving myself. Do me quick. Do me first.
That doesn't sound right. Do me.
Okay, so what happens?
All right, so Vic, you'll need to look forward. So that person who's choking will be grabbing onto their throat, right?
So I'm choking.
Yes, you're the one who's choking. Okay. So you'll be grabbing onto your throat.
Bona, I just want to say something. Uh-huh. If you'd like to watch this, we are live streaming it on our East Coast Radio Facebook page.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm choking now.
Okay, so the person who's choking will be grabbing onto their throat, Vic. All right.
Okay.
So, but you need confirmation that they are really choking. So, what do you ask the person? Are you choking?
I'm sure I'd know if I'm choking. I don't think I would need confirmation. I would know.
All right.
Right?
You so would you know. Will nod yes.
Yes.
You will nod yes.
Okay.
Then you will first tell him to try and cough it out first. Nothing comes out.
Nothing
all right.
Yeah.
So then you get permission. Consent is very important, Vic. Even though it's a hectic, consent is very important. People end up in jail with no consent.
I love that. Wow. So in
you
case they don't want
to
be saved.
Yeah.
Okay. Valid point. So I have to ask permission
yes,
in case they don't want to be saved.
Ask permission first. Yes.
Okay.
Can I help you? So the person will nod yes.
Yes,
if
please.
They cannot see.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So you go behind the person.
Okay.
Your one leg needs to be in between the patient's legs.
Okay.
Why are we doing that? It's for support and balance.
Okay.
All right. Because if you happen to fall unconscious in that whole commotion, then you'll slip down my leg and I'll gently get you onto the ground.
Mind blown. I didn't think that. It's actually so obvious.
It's very obvious. Because if both of us are standing up straight, if you fall unconscious, I'll fall backwards with you.
Got it.
So it's for balance. All right. So now you're holding onto your neck. You're choking. Then
uh-huh.
I'll go behind you. My one leg in between your legs. Then I need to locate your belly button.
Okay.
So your belly button is somewhere here, I think. Yeah, is that your belly button, Vic? Or is it lower? Is it lower?
No, that's the belly button.
All right. There's the belly button. Above your belly button, that's where you'll put your fist.
My foot, okay.
Your fist, just like this.
Okay.
Can you see?
Yeah,
your fist there. Your other hand needs to be straight. It needs to be on top. For pressure.
Wow. Okay.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
All right. So now you need to do the Heimlich maneuver or the abdominal thrust. You can either call it both the names. All right. So this is how you do it. One.
Okay.
Two. Three. Four.
Okay.
Five. Every five times you check whether the object has popped out.
Okay.
So you'll do that until it pops out or until your patient falls unconscious.
Bona, that seems pretty easy.
Yeah, it seems pretty easy, but a lot of people panic. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Where do I start? Even though they know what to do.
Okay, so you've now just demonstrated how you would save someone else.
Yes, that's how you would save. But also you need to remember, sometimes the person is obese or pregnant. So what do you do then? No, you're not pregnant.
I'm thinking it, but I don't want to say it.
All right, person probably could be pregnant or obese. So what do you do then? Definitely you can't do chair at the abdominal area.
Okay.
So where would you do it?
I would...
At the chest area.
There we go.
It's called chest thrust.
Okay.
Same thing, but you're just doing it here.
Oh, that feels nice. Feels really good. It feels so... Okay, so then same thing, but then,
here. Five times over here at the chest area, not at the abdominal area. Because now you'll be humming the baby. And an obese person, you can't go around them over here.
That's my
So that's why we do it here.
On the chest.
Yes.
Why can't you do it on an obese person?
Because you can't go around them here at the time. This area is the big area.
Okay.
Around there, you can.
That's Bona. I mean, I feel like I'll remember that. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay. How to perform the Heimlich maneuver on someone, a loved one. And you made some valid points. Put the leg in between them, hold them by the navel, and there was a. Arm position. We've also put this. We're streaming live on Facebook, and I'll forward you all the details later. And it's actually very easy to do it. Like something so simple, yet not many people know that this could save a life. Now, the most important thing is how do I save myself if I'm alone?
What would I need to do, Bona?
So you probably need something like that is edgy, not very uncomfortable, but something that is edgy where you can place your tummy over and just do your own abdominal thrust with that something edgy. So I've got here at the studio a chair that I could use.
What if I don't have a chair, but anything that's...
Anything that is edgy like this.
Okay.
That's what I need.
Okay.
All right. So find something. Try not to panic. And find something edgy like this. So basically, it's... Hey, so
okay.
If this was lower, you'll probably put your abdominal area on top of here and do your own abdominal thrust.
Okay, let me try. Like so I would... I could not this low.
Not this low. Lower.
Okay. So then I've got to find my navel spot
use
again.
This. Wait, you can probably use this, Vic.
Okay.
Yes. Do your own abdominal thrust just like this.
Okay. So I'd have to like bend down like this.
Yes.
I am it.
Yes.
And then find my navel.
100%. Just the tummy area, the abdominal area.
And then what do I do? Push in it.
Push on it. So you're doing your own abdominal thrust now.
Okay.
Or something like okay. This as well.
It's not a very
table.
Glamorous look, so I'm just gonna let that be. Okay, so you gotta find an edge.
Yes. Table. There you go. One. The table is actually better, Vic.
So almost like a push up, but not a push up.
100%. Just try the table. The table is much a better look.
Oh, that's much as more comfortable.
Can you feel that?
I can breathe.
Yes. So just to find something edgy and just do your own abdominal thrust. You don't need to die because nobody's there to save your life.
Thank you. Thank you, Bora. This is why we need you at MCare.
Yes.
So this is what you do. You're a facilitator at MCare.
Yes,
and
I am.
You don't really specialize in, of course, the
I'm formerly by a paramedic by profession as well. Yeah. So that's why I specialize so much on first aid and fire and so on.
So, I mean, listeners wanting to know more about getting information on... first aid training, fire, and you also do evacuation.
Yes, we do evacuation, OHS reps,
fire management,
safety officers, and so on.
Yeah.
So
I've got
on.
And we've got Shamim also from MCare. Shamim, how do we get involved?
Well, basically, we from the officers. We are the training coordinators, obviously coordinating all the training that is required. Most importantly, I would like to people to be aware out there. It's not just adults that need these first aid awareness courses.
Mm-hmm.
Even our youngsters. From 16 years, I would say, from 16 and above, it's good to get them into this field and make them aware of first aid. And it's so important having that knowledge, especially when they are at home. And they are at home most often with the elderly so much. Not so much as the parents themselves. So it's nice for them to be aware and to know how to actually take action in a case of an emergency while the emergency services get there.
Thank you for enlightening us. That's actually a very valid point. I was thinking about myself, but actually it's important that younger kids also get involved in that.
Peak 90, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.